KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky at 67 degrees. We look for a chance for scattered showers this morning. Most of those are well off to the northwest, though, and moving northeast. And a chance again for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A man from Shelby County was charged recently in Shelby County District Court with delivery of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. 33-year-old Aaron Robert McCutcheon of Harlan allegedly delivered 3.6 grams of meth to a confidential informant in Harlan this past January. He was also accused of having meth in his possession after a traffic stop in Harlan, along with a glass pipe inside of a pouch. A June 26th trial date has been set, and if McCutcheon is found guilty of the Class C felony and serious misdemeanor charges, he faces the maximum sentence of 11 years in jail and fines of up to $11,500. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday updated an accident report we mentioned to you earlier. They said an Atlantic man was injured during the single vehicle accident Monday afternoon near the airport. Authorities and emergency crews were called to the accident on Highland Road north of the airport at around 4:06 p.m. Monday. An investigation determined that a 2000 Chevy Silverado owned and driven by Donald Lee Murphy Jr. was traveling westbound on Marnie Avenue when it's believed the driver's side front tire blew out on the vehicle, causing it to enter the north ditch where it hit a field ramp, ramped the entrance, and went over another field entrance. The pickup then struck a utility pole and a fence before flipping end-to-end and coming to rest on its top. Murphy was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance and later to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where he was being treated for head, neck, and chest injuries. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $4,000. The driver of a pickup was cited following a collision Tuesday morning in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has a 2000 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup driven by 63-year-old Lee Roy Goolsby Jr. of Nottoway, was traveling east in the 100 block of West High Street a little after 10 a.m. when the pickup struck a legally parked 2001 Chevy Silverado pickup with an attached 2015 H&H utility trailer. The Dodge pickup hit the trailer, then the driver's side of the Chevy, causing damage to the undercarriage of the Dodge that amounts to $7,000. Chevy and the trailer sustained a combined $13,000 damage. There were no injuries reported. Goolsby Jr. was cited for driving while license revoked, unsafe passing, that is, and failure to provide proof of insurance. Also, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a man from Carson was arrested Tuesday on drug and other charges. 36-year-old Justin Lawton was taken into custody on a district court warrant for failure to appear and an additional charge of possession of methamphetamine first offense. Lawton was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. On Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 36-year-old Clayton W. Carver on a charge of consumption of alcohol in a public place. Carver was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. Last Friday, 62-year-old Mark Allen Hogue of Redmond, Oregon, was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. Hogue was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $1,000 bond. Last Thursday, 41-year-old Crystal Rana Folk of Atlantic and 43-year-old Brad James Smith of Knoxville were arrested in Cass County on one charge each of disorderly conduct. Both parties were taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on their own recognizances. And on May 21st, 48-year-old Kevin Boyd Cantor of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Cantor was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. Clarinda police Friday evening executed a search warrant at 1100 East Lincoln Street, and during their search of the resident, officers seized about 10 grams of methamphetamine and items used in the distribution and sale of methamphetamine. Taken into custody was 37-year-old Eric Brandon Weiss of Clarinda. Weiss was arrested for felony possession with the intent to distribute meth, possession of meth, failure to affix the required drug tax stamps, gathering where controlled substances are used, and trespassing. He was being held in the Page County Jail on a $500,000 cash bond. Reports concerning the incident have been submitted to the Office of the Page County Attorney for review regarding the filing of formal charges. Also in the news this morning, a woman from Nebraska was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by EMS Saturday afternoon following a single vehicle accident brought on by a medical condition. The accident happened at around 3:30 p.m. near the intersection of 290th and M Avenue. The investigation showed that Dixie Albury of Gretna, Nebraska, was driving a 2010 Jeep Compass Sport SUV northbound on M Avenue just south of 290th Street when a medical condition affected her ability to drive. Her SUV went into the ditch and continued traveling through two cornfields before coming to rest. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $2,000. cornfields, sustained an estimated $1,500 damage. There were no citations issued. Our news was brought to you this morning on KJAN by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.